It's really important to remember when you're like niching down and getting really clear on your ideal client, it doesn't mean that you're not going to get other clients out of overflow, but it's going to make marketing and just everything in your business so much easier and more flowy and less time consuming because you know exactly who you're speaking to. Today, we are going to be taking you through something that we teach in way more detail. And that is how to identify your ideal client.
So things that are inhibiting your growth and you enjoying your own business with your own client are the same thing, the way you show up as a client yourself.
It's all well and great to be really clear on your target client and be really clear on the transformation you provide. But if you're then not going to become really aware of the changes that are required of you to show up in your business as someone that's going to attract these people, you're missing like a really key part of the work. And what's really important to differentiate is that you need to get so fucking specific and get so clear that you can actually visualize your dream client standing in front of you as one person.
Welcome to another episode of Talk Toby to Me. I'm Jess.
And I'm Meg, and we're two sisters that love to talk all things business, mindset, self-development, and everything in between.
This is normally part of our weekly phone catch-ups, but hot girls don't gatekeep, so we've decided to bring our combos to you.
Hey, Sissy Bae.
Hey, Tech Master.
Guys, for context, I've really outdone myself today, and I told Meg I'll only answer if she refers to me as Jessica Tech Toby from now on. But I'll take Tech Master as well.
And actually, I put my mic back together. There were screws everywhere. So honestly, we can do anything.
It was collateral from the photo shoot, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
And I really had to talk myself out of a negative spiral when I was going into it. I was like, I noticed these, you know, thoughts coming out. I'm not going to be able to do this. And I did it.
That's really dramatic. I'm sorry to not validate
Bro,
your experience, but that's very dramatic.
It broke into like 70 pieces. I'm not kidding. Like, talk to me when yours breaks. And then
it's giving 1,000 piece puzzle.
Anyway,
so
how's your week been?
Well, it's been fucking a bit on, and I feel like this past week just gone is the last week that I'm going to be saying that, and I'm going to tell you guys why.
I was literally about to say they need to do a montage of how many times we've said it's been a bit on.
Yeah. And just to give context about why I'm like gifted in the tech department is because we've moved house, and turns out, I mean, we've moved from one building to the building next door. So I don't know if that's to do with it, but turns out you can just bring your modem with you and the internet comes with it. And so I've moved the internet from next door to here and it works. Yeah, I didn't know that you could do that, but I just waddle over here with my modem and the internet works. So I fucking love that. Yeah, so this week, basically the last few months, I have taken up a lot of work because I don't know if I've mentioned it on the pod. I think I have, that Emily is now just doing tattooing. So I picked up the work from like a business development and admin kind of perspective that she was doing because she wasn't able to kind of continue doing that with her daughter and the tattooing. And I kind of foresaw that I have been in the process of finding the right replacement. And I do have my other overseas VA who does a lot of like the day-to-day stuff, but I still picked up like another workload that as of next week or the following week, I will have someone taking over that. So I've been like absolutely balls to the wall in terms of my workload, like my normal workload of mentorship clients, treating clients. The past, like up until this weekend, we have had just so much on. Like obviously I was on the Gold Coast last weekend with you, Meg. I worked up there. We did our photo shoot, which we'll tell you guys about. We've had so many things on, like Dylan and I went to Bali. We've had like so many social things on, and just like life has been really busy. Obviously the move, Dylan had to move into my previous place like a little bit early, so we've just had a lot going on plus that extra workload for me. Exciting because we've now moved in. We're going to spend today like getting settled in. There's a few, you know how there's always like a few scraggly things left over at the old place that you've got to get like on the last day. You've got to get a few just remnants from next door. And then this week I have finally made a decision on 3 new hires, one being my new Australian VA. So she will take over the business development and the work that is not suitable for my other VA, because it's like client facing or client related work that she needs to be able to like be on the same time zone as, for example, like answering the phone, liaising with all the students, booking models, a lot of like onboarding with our students, and mentorship clients. So that's a big part of the job, and then a lot of business development. So that I have finally decided and found the right person for that. And I just, it feels really fucking aligned, and I'm so excited to have this person join the team. And then I've hired someone also in the finance realm. This person is taking over everything to do with my, like, I already had an accountant. Everything that's to do with finance, accounting, bookkeeping, literally everything in my business in terms of like all that bookkeeping, accounting, basic stuff. But also she's coaching me on like the finances and the cash flow projections, and like actually coaching me on stuff in my business that I want to be way more educated on in terms of scaling for my financial goals. And she's going to even just be paying all my invoices and like my contractors. And I'm so excited for that, because that's a whole other workload that I have now delegated. And I'm also going to be really leveling up in terms of like what I know about cash flow and profit. And we've set some really exciting targets for turnover and profit margin and all of that, and my salary and things like that. She also ties it in with like my personal goals of like buying property. And then my email marketing specialist is actually going to take over my entire marketing strategy. So I guess she's like my new marketing manager. And so it's going to be a lot more holistic in terms of the strategy for all my marketing. So social media, including Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, emails. It's going to be a lot more strategic. All the platforms are going to talk to each other a bit more. And that is something that I'm now fully outsourcing. So I'm just going to go back to twiddling my thumbs, guys. I literally couldn't be more excited.
Love that.
Yeah, like I just feel like the last, even just the last like month or two, Dylan's like, hey.
Yeah.
So I'm like, babe, it's coming to an end, I swear. So yeah, I'm feeling really excited, really hopeful. Just takes time to find the right people, and I'm glad that I took that time, but I am pretty tired. I'm really looking forward to getting back into my like health and fitness and self-care era.
Yeah, love.
Yeah. How was your week?
And also when like both of us are busy, we just literally don't talk.
I feel so, like we've said to each other so many times lately, like we need just a regular sissy catch-up, because we've seen each other heaps or talked heaps, but in terms of like it's either planning the pod, which was one meeting, planning pod events, which we'll not share with you yet, but exciting stuff coming up for the pod. Or I've been with you, but it's been like grind fucking work here, there, everywhere, or it's recording the pod. So we haven't had our just like genuine sissy catch-ups.
Yeah, feels.
Miss you, even though I just saw you. Yeah, how was your week?
Yeah, I was going to say I had a very long meeting with my new marketing manager, which we do like every week, but this one went for extra long, and it was kind of very much what you were just saying about everything being cohesive. First, like, built my online business. I was like so keen on talking about fitness and health, and it was like everything I spoke about on my stories. So I would do a post and then I'd talk about it on my stories, and everything was just like all very cohesive. And I guess since I've been doing more of the business side of things, and we've got different moving parts and different people in the biz and stuff, it's gotten less that way. I also had a meeting with Lauren because I really want to give her more responsibility as far as marketing goes as well. Because until now it's been very much like my full responsibility, and obviously my marketing manager, but the girls like obviously have so much to offer. We've created a plan for her to really start showing up more on her personal Instagram, in collaboration with our business Instagram, and just lots of other things that she's going to be doing inside the biz Instagram, and stuff like that. So that's cool.
And I love about that is obviously Lauren's my friend as well. And I know from our conversations, or yours and my conversations, like that's so aligned with like her personal and professional goals as well. And I think that's really important that a lot of leaders wouldn't factor in, is that when you are building a team, you really need to be asking those questions or having those like regular catch-ups with your staff or your team to make sure that like the work they're doing is like aligned with where they want to go and their professional and personal goals that they want to reach, because then it keeps them motivated. It's like fulfilling their purpose, and it's like they'll want to stay around because they're actually feeling really fulfilled in their role as well.
100%. And then on the weekend, we had a really nice dinner with our brother early for his birthday. We also bought him his first Louis Vuitton wallet, which he actually fucking loved, which was nice.
Yeah.
He was saying that he was, you know how when you buy something from Louis, it comes in like a material bag inside the box and you like obviously get rid of the bag or you keep it if you want to keep
dust bag. You keep the bag for sure.
Yeah, like you put your bags or whatever in if you're keeping them in the box. He was saying kept it in his car and he was putting his wallet in it when he got in the car.
Oh my god, stop. Why is this so cute and random? I think he actually asked if it was the coin bag.
He was taking the piss.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if he was serious.
And then we had our pod shoot and it was such a slay. It was so good.
So the guy,
the owner of the studio was a bit random though.
He was giving stoned surfer.
Yeah, like he definitely wasn't
a business entrepreneur.
A
biz guru.
Yeah. Oh my god, and just quickly, the girl that did our makeup, which is not my usual like two makeup artists, we started talking about like points. Like velocity and Qantas points.
Yeah.
And I went on a fucking whole thing. Sis, I like set up 16 different apps. I'm getting all the different like things. I did all the research. Like she told us heaps about kind of ways you can hack the system and stuff. I'm fucking ready. Watch this space.
That'll be me this weekend. That'll be one of my little things to do because I had that rewards card. That I was like, why do I even, like, I'm so not educated on how to...
You didn't even have yours hooked up to Qantas yet.
Nothing. I had it hooked up to nothing. Like, not Woolies, like, guys, you don't understand the depth of information she gave us. You didn't really share that note with me, gatekeeper.
No, I did. I sent you a screenshot.
No, collab the note with me.
It's not a note. It's in my calendar. I put it in my Google Calendar so I'd actually do it.
Oh my god, Dan, I love that. Anyway, she's all up with the points.
Yeah.
And we're going to become points gurus. We'll do an ep on it. We'll get her on for an ep one day. Cause I feel like, also I think you can type it into TikTok and stuff. And she was saying it comes up with heaps
of
stuff.
But like, so the thing with these types of things is I just get overwhelmed with like where the fuck to start. And she was so like, you need this app for this. You need this app for this. You need to connect this one to this. You need to use this at this shop. Like just full on.
She could be a rewards influencer, I reckon.
It was so good. And I've already, watched this first class flights, baby.
Next segment.
I want to know if you're team Velocity or team Qantas. That's what I want to know. Because Air Canada is Velocity, but Emirates is Qantas.
Yeah, but you can convert them. I know you lose. But, like, Qantas is a bit annoying how it's, like, a separate terminal half the time.
So I thought I was going to be Qantas, and that's why I'm doing both, because, like, I don't know, I'll figure it out. But I've been, after doing my research, there's so many more things that are Velocity.
But also, you could use, like, Qantas for, like, your European flights if you want to use Emirates or, like, to go to Dubai. And then you could use,
like different shops
your
anyway.
Virgin so. For, like, Velocity for, like, going to Canada.
I'm so grateful for Eliza. Because of all the point tax that she gave us.
Ooh, fucking oath.
Like, that was game. I'm so excited. I can't even explain.
And I'm really grateful for what I was talking about with my new hires and that I feel like I'm going to go back bludger lifestyle where I just grow the business and I'm not working so much in it.
Yeah, love it.
Also, I was saying to Dylan and I did our gratitudes last Sunday night and I was saying, I'm so grateful that this morning I was with my sister in Queensland and this afternoon, like, one bestie. And then this evening, I'm in New South Wales with my other bestie.
Yeah.
Before we get into the topic, if we could just ask one favor, we can see that there's so many of you that listen weekly but aren't following yet, and this is the number one thing that will help us grow. So if you're enjoying this episode so far, can you please, please, please click follow or subscribe wherever you are listening. Today, we are going to be taking you through something that we teach in way more detail in our mentorship, like in our respective mentorship programs. And it's something that's so important in business and probably, well, definitely one of the very first things that you need to get really clear on before you do anything else in your business. And that is how to identify your ideal client to then be able to attract them into your business and understand how to sell to them.
We say this all the time, but it's really important to remember when you're like niching down and getting really clear on your ideal client, it doesn't mean that you're not going to get other clients out of overflow, but it's going to make marketing and just everything in your business so much easier and more flowy and less time consuming because you know exactly who you're speaking to.
Yeah.
And all the things we're going to get into.
And I think that it makes everything easier too, because when you're making any decision in your business, you're like, does this align with this person that I can visualize as my dream client?
It's the same with values, everything like that.
And I think that's the important difference between this work and what a lot of people think when they're like working out their demographic or their target audience. It's like, that's too fucking vague. And what we teach and what's really important to differentiate is that you need to get so fucking specific and get so clear that you could actually visualize your dream client standing in front of you as one person. So you could tell me every single thing about that person, their life, their fears, their challenges, their pain points, their relationship, if they have kids, like literally every single where they live, how much money they earn, like all of those things, which we'll get into. So keep in mind, first of all, that this is not necessarily going to be one of your existing clients. However, you may have a current client that you do work with that is an ideal client for you. And if that's the case, like you can use that person as a bit of a starting point when you're getting really clear on all this. But it's important to remember that it may not be anyone that you currently work with.
Some people can steer towards a particular, like in quotations, ideal client because that's who they've found has come to them easily in the past, but they're not actually fulfilled or happy working with those types of clients. So it's like if you go back to our last episode about getting those quick wins, it's like, sure, those people might be coming in, but are they flaky? Are they crossing boundaries? Like all of these things that you potentially don't want, well, you don't want to work with. I feel like what you said before, Jess, about scrapping everyone and getting just so clear on who your actual ideal and all of your limiting beliefs and insecurities aside, who is your dream client to work with?
And what you were saying just then, Meg, about the people that come to you easily, that is a direct reflection of how you currently show up in your business. And so one of the biggest parts of this work, which is what we'll get to at the end, because it's like kind of the last step of the process, is adjusting and getting really like reflecting and getting really aware of the changes you need to make to show up in your business as a person that attracts this dream client. And what we also refer to your dream client or your ideal client as is actually your avatar. Those terms are kind of interchangeable. So this is about getting really clear on who your avatar is. And the first part of doing that is literally being able to, first of all, name them. And this kind of work sometimes feels a bit silly, and I, with my mentorship clients, I'll often get them to close their eyes and visualize all these following things that I'm going to tell you you need to be able to identify with this person. When you close your eyes, it's a much easier process to be able to visualize these things, and I find it way more productive to do that. So you want to be able to name the person, how old are they? Think about where they live, as in like specifics. What do they do for work? What is their annual income? What's their level of education? What car do they drive? What's their relationship status? Do they have children? And if so, how many? And how old they are? It's like getting really fucking clear, and you can like picture this person in front of you. So that's the first step, getting really fucking clear on all those details, all those like more basic details about the person. So the next part, you also want to get really clear on what their life looks like. So what time do they wake up? And also on that note, all these things that I'm going to take you through now are very much to help you really immerse yourself in who this person is and what they're about. So what time do they wake up? What does their morning routine look like? What does their day look like? How do they present themselves? How does their environment feel? What sort of people do they surround themselves with? How do they look after themselves? How do they make people feel? What is their financial situation like? And all of these things will lead you into understanding also how you need to then show up to attract these people into your business. Whilst we're talking to this quite top line, that like section on its own, like you should be sitting with for quite some time to really get clear on it and not just rush through this work.
Those things help you get really clear on one particular person when you're visualizing them. And these next things that we're going to go through are what is going to be most impactful for the way you market and how you create your offers so that they're actually specific to someone and they're actually going to land for your audience rather than just being like something random you've come up with and stuff like that, and the language you use. So the next part is identifying what their biggest challenges are. So there's kind of two parts to this. You've got their biggest challenges, and I'm saying these together because people can get confused between the two and kind of combine them, but it's important to be able to break them up. So you've got their biggest challenges, and then you've got the pain points that are caused because of these challenges.
I always feel like the challenge is like an external factor that's hindering their progress or their happiness or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Versus the pain point being like, as we were talking about earlier, like the emotion that is hindering them related to the challenge.
Yeah. The challenge is often actually know what the challenge is, which is why it's important for you to identify. And I guess that's what helps a lot with creating your offers and stuff like that. And then the pain points is the language you use so that it actually lands for them and makes, and it actually calls them out. So for our fitness coaching clients, an example of a challenge is that they're uneducated and there's so much conflicting advice on social media and just all media. And then the pain point is that they feel exhausted and they feel overwhelmed because of all of that. Then another challenge could be they have really low body confidence, and the pain point is that they feel really insecure, or it could negatively impact their, you know, romantic relationships, their social life, all of those types of things. Another challenge could be that they binge and restrict, or they overeat, undereat, their yo-yo diet, and food takes up a lot of mental real estate. Again, the pain point from that is that they feel they have really low self-worth, self-esteem. They have, again, it impacts their relationships negatively, all of that type of thing.
Some challenges for one of my eyebrow tattooing clients could be that they're spending so much time drawing their brows on. They're a busy mum. They could be a gym goer where their brows are always sweating off, or they have lots of asymmetry, lots of gaps in their brows. So they're all challenges that they currently deal with. And then the pain points associated with those could be that they feel really insecure about their brows, or they feel really insecure when their brows like wash off in the ocean or on holidays, or sweat off when they're at the gym. So therefore they lack a lot of confidence dealing with like comparison of how they look compared to other people with like what they would foresee as better brows, for example.
And then for our mentorship clients, we have a pretty similar avatar despite being in different industries. So some challenges could be that they have really shitty processes and systems, and they're spending all their time working in the business and don't have time to work on the business. They don't know how to get clients, or they don't have any clear direction, or don't have any clear goals. They're not treating their business like a big business.
Then they could be like currently even working for someone else, and they want to, like for example, with my students, they could be currently working for someone else and they really want to build a life on their own terms and, you know, create that dream lifestyle with more freedom and flexibility. They might not be fully booked. They don't know how to get more clients. They might be living week to week with their income, lacking direction, lacking motivation, all of those things.
A big one for my like business mentoring avatar is they are kind of doing things in the business because of that's what they feel like they have to do. Well, that's what everyone else is doing, not because it's authentic to them.
Yeah, and then the pain points associated with all of those challenges could be things like comparison, lacking confidence, imposter syndrome, or low confidence, I should say. Imposter syndrome, feeling unmotivated, uninspired. And also something to note, guys, is that like we've just taken you through, in my business, for example, I have one avatar for my brow, like my cosmetic tattooing clients. I have another avatar for my students that undertake our training. And then I have another avatar for my mentorship clients. So they're absolutely completely different, three completely different people that I'm talking to.
And I'm sure you do the same. Anytime any of my business mentoring clients create a new offer, I'll get them to create a new avatar for that offer so that they can make their campaign when they're launching it and ongoing marketing so fucking clear.
Oh. And this is something I also always say when I'm teaching this is think about if you go fishing, which we don't do. Just to be clear, but if you were to go fishing, I'm pretty sure you're meant to use a really specific, what do they call it?
Bait
for the fish you're going to catch, or you'll catch none. So the saying is, if you try and catch all the fish, you'll catch none. And the same goes for the avatar work. Like if you are trying to market to everyone because you're like, oh my God, if I market to this one specific person, I'm going to lose all these other potential buyers or clients. You'll actually attract no one because your messaging is too wishy-washy. So you need to get really clear on who your avatar is so that you can actually target the right people. Because again, if you try and catch all the fish, you'll catch none. It's like going fishing without any bait on your hook. Like I'm pretty sure that's not a thing.
It's actually also really important to do this work because I've actually found a lot of people in the past that I've spoken to, they're creating offers that people don't actually want because they haven't identified the avatar yet. So they haven't identified what is, and this is when you're creating a new offer or product for anything, you always need to start by thinking what challenge am I trying to solve? And then like we've said 100 times already in this episode, you then use the pain points to come up with the language that you're going to use to market to those people with those challenges. So it's important just because I think people will create offers or products that they just want to create, but it's actually not needed.
Not solving any problems.
It's not. Yeah, yeah.
So the next part of this process is getting really clear on the transformation that you're creating for this person. So what does their life currently look like? Versus what will it look like after they purchase your product or service or work with you or whatever the case may be. So you really need to dive deep into this and think of all the facets of their life and business currently. So you want to really dig deep into that and get really specific about, like Meg just said, you need to be solving a problem for them. So if they, like, how is their life looking now prior to having your product or service or working with you? And how will their life look once you solve their problem from them working with you or being treated by you or whatever the case may be?
I was talking to Nick about this the other day. I'm sure he won't mind me saying he was doing his new challenge launch, and on the landing page, he'd put delicious meal plans and something to do with the training program. And I said, That's
an inclusion.
But what they really want to see is the transformation. So I said, you know they need a delicious meal plan, but what is that meal plan going to give them? What transformation is that going to give them?
So for example, and the inclusions are important, but they're like supplementary information that people just want to know at the end. To sell the service, you need to think about how they currently feel versus how they're going to feel after your product or service. So for example, with getting your brows done, or even with the context of you talking about the meal plan, Meg, are they going to get more time back? Are they going to be able to spend more time with their children or their family or their partner, or focus on whatever is important to them? With my brow clients, are they going to feel less frazzled in the morning, less insecure at the gym or on holiday? Will they have more confidence after being treated by me? And then with like my mentorship clients or my students, when they upskill in their tattooing or they get more confidence in how they're running their business, are they going to be able to charge more? Are they going to be able to retain more clients? Will they be more likely to be perceived as an expert? Are they going to achieve more income, more status, more freedom in their business and their life?
A lot of the time when you can nail this, when you can nail the challenges and the pain points and the transformation, people don't give a fuck about the inclusions, or they'll almost forget about the inclusions. And why this is really important to realize is because people buy with emotions and justify with logic. So another conversation I was having with one of my business mentoring clients the other day, after watching back one of her consult calls, is she was spending way too long on the call going through all the inclusions at the end that the prospect didn't even ask for. And so what that has then done is created these problems for the prospect that weren't there before. So the prospect was excited and keen to start, and then because she wasn't confident in, you know, the transformation, she felt like she needed to add on all this value by telling the inclusions. But like I said earlier, what it does is then makes them think logically and go, oh fuck, there's actually a lot involved in this. It's going to take me too much time. It's going to be too much effort. Like, they start thinking about all the reasons why they can't do it or why it's not going to work for them. So that's why it's so important to get really clear on the challenges, the pain points, and the transformation.
I was actually smiling as you started talking, because before you even said your thing, I knew exactly what you were going to say, and it was just fucking weird. But I feel like to give an example of how like this information that we're teaching you is then like put into practice, it's like asking those questions at the beginning of your, when like when you're running an ad or you're talking on your story or you're creating content, it's like asking those questions or like painting the picture of the transformation, saying like, do you feel like you have more potential in your business, but you're spending too much time bogged down working in your business? Are you living week to week with your income and know you have capacity to earn more? Are you lacking confidence in your skills and you feel limited by what you can charge your clients because of that?
So you're getting them in with the emotion first so that then they listen.
And then you're saying, well, you need mentorship. So then you're saying, the second part is saying, well, you need X product or service. And then you can say what is included. And you don't even, like Meg's saying, half the time need to say that because you've already sold the transformation.
Like, that was actually, yeah, a bit of a game changer in my own consult calls, and actually reduced the time I spent on consult calls because I wasn't giving inclusions. Yeah, I stopped giving inclusions unless they asked for them.
And you can give it to them in your, like, proposal that you email to them after or whatever. But it can often, like, create too much overwhelm for them as well, because then they're going, oh, fuck. Am I, like, if I started saying all the inclusions, it's like, oh, my God, am I going to have time to do this online training? Am I going to, like, la, 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 and they start overthinking, like you were saying, your business coaching client was causing for her clients, like all these additional, possibly time-consuming things or whatever the case may be. So there's two really important parts to this process. And obviously we've just talked to being able to really clearly paint and talk to the transformation. But the other really important part is the work that's involved around you actually showing up as a person that's going to attract your ideal client into your business. Because it's all well and great to be really clear on who your ideal client is, But if you're not going to make the changes that are required of you to attract these people into your business, then you're missing like a huge piece of the puzzle. So, for example, think like your routine, your environment, your client experience, your branding, how you're showing up at work and outside of work, for example. So, like, if you're trying to attract this luxury, premium paying client that takes this product or service as a serious investment and they're happy to pay whatever because they know they're getting the best of the best, but you're turning up to work late, disheveled, you know, not well presented, really frazzled, not doing the work that you say you're going to do, not showing up, you're not showing up as the person that is going to attract this ideal client. So this piece of the puzzle is about thinking about what your life currently looks like in terms of how you're showing up both in your business and outside of your business, and what changes are required of you to then show up as the person that will attract this dream client into their business.
And actually, second to that, your clients, like right now, will be a direct reflection of you. So thinking about things like, or not even specifically your clients, but potentially just the prospects that you speak to, that maybe the ones that aren't signing up or whatever it is, thinking about how you are when you're on a consult call with someone that you're interested in buying from or like engaging in work with, and how you are or probably are not setting and honoring your boundaries with your clients, but you're frustrated that they're not honoring yours, or how you're crossing your own coach's boundaries or...
It's like if you're attracting a lot of, and I'm going to talk to brow tattooing clients, like if you're attracting a lot of people that cancel at the last minute, for example, but you can't even implement taking a deposit and honoring your cancellation policy, then you're not doing the things that are required to attract the people that are serious about your service.
And the other kind of what I was getting at was that also reflect on how you show up if you were going to get your brows done, or it might be something like different context. Like, are you someone who cancels last minute? Are you someone who, you know, doesn't want to honor the boundaries of that other business? Because it's very likely that the things that are inhibiting your growth and you enjoying your own business with your own clients, the same things that you are doing.
So I'll recap. So to recap, and again, this is like a top line run through of the process because we delve into this really deep in each of our respective mentorship programs. And it's really important work in terms of all of the rest of the things that come up. And it's really important work. It's really important foundational work in your business. Is first of all, being able to really visualize this person and know everything about them. Then getting really clear on their challenges and pain points, and then being able to articulate the transformation that they will experience from taking up, from working with you, and then reflecting on how you're currently showing up versus what changes are required of you, and then reflecting on how you're currently showing up versus how you need to show up to attract this person into your business, and therefore knowing what changes are required of you to make to attract these people into your business.
We trust you found value in this episode and would love it if you could follow us on Instagram at TalkTobyToMePod.
This is also where you can find the link for our anonymous questions form that we'll answer in our Big Sissy Advice episodes.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.